Wishing you a beautiful Thursday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So as we continue on with the teachings, we move on from what we were doing on Monday, which was all around visualizing, seeing ourselves in our perfect state, whether that's within our body, our inner peace, a clear mind, or specific things in your life that you might want to be creating at this time. Just to say as well, a quick reminder that you do have two meditations within the bundle down below on this page where you've accessed this teaching, and you can listen to those at any time, and you can go back and do your soul journal as well. And do take the time to do that. If you missed the class last week and you want the recording of it, or you want the audio recording of it, let me know and I can send that on to you also. But as we move on from the process of visualization, it's about like what steps now you're going to take to bring this visualization of your clear body, your clean and clear mind, and your best self. So obviously when we're looking at taking steps, and I've talked about this before, we look at taking inspired action. So these are action steps that actually feel good to us. So for example, if you want a clear mind, you look at different ways that you're going to enjoy clearing your mind. So for example, I've just mentioned meditation and saying there's two meditations there. You might find that meditation actually doesn't work for you at all. So it's about working with what does work for you, because we're all completely different and different things work. You might find that journaling works. You might find that playing a piece of music works. You might find that playing actual music in your favorite song works. Whatever it does to help elevate your mood, but also allow you to take action steps that are ones that you're going to really enjoy, then that is what I'd be looking at doing. So what I'd like you to do today is, you have your visualization from the other day of where you want to be. We've looked at how important it is to connect to the body and connect to the mind, and how they connect to each other and have them clear. But for today, it's like I want you to look at the best ways that you think, through taking inspired action steps, that you can get towards where your desired visual of yourself is. What I would also say around this is looking at how powerful you are within yourself. I spoke a little bit about this at the soul class last week, but don't underestimate the power within you, the power of your higher self, the power of your intuition. But also look at difficult times that you've gone through in your life before, and look at successful times that you've gone through in your life before. How did you build the resilience at that time? How did you tap into your inner strength and that inner power that you have? Because if you've been able to do it once, you'll definitely be able to do it time and time again. So again, just to summarize what we're saying, looking at what inspired action steps you're going to take, also looking at your view of where you want to be and what you've gone through before, good and bad, that will help you with these inspired action steps to get you to creating and living the existence and the life that you absolutely want. So look forward to hearing how you're all getting on, and I'll connect with you again in a couple of days. Have a good day.